Catholic bishops in Britain are to make a formal complaint to the BBC about a documentary that accuses Pope Benedict of covering up child abuse by priests. The programme alleges that the Church and former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger had a deliberate policy of sheltering perpetrators and silencing victims. The head of the Bishops' Conference in England and Wales, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, has written directly to the Director General of the BBC to protest about the programme. Archbishop Vincent Nichols of Birmingham heads the Catholic Office for the Protection of Children and Vulnerable Adults in the UK. He said the BBC has been misguided in launching an unwarranted attack on the Pope.
This programme has two strands in it. One is a very graphic and distressing portrayal of the damage that child abuse does, especially through the adult's life. So we hear of people who have been abused, and we hear an abuser who has been found guilty admitting quite graphically what he did. That is fair enough, because it's not a bad thing to keep before our eyes the need to work hard for the protection of children. But the second strand of the programme is very different, because it uses two documents of the Holy See to say that the person to blame for this lack of control in the lives of priests, the slowness in following up allegations of abuse, is the Holy Father, because he, both as Cardinal Ratzinger and now, has been one who has insisted on a regime of secrecy within the Church about these things. And that, of course, is wholly unfounded and absolutely untrue.